Okay, good morning, everybody. Quick shmooze. Welcome back to the Chicago Chevra. We missed you guys. I'm sure you can't be coming back invigorated and inspired. The truth is, it was a busy week. And Baruch Hashem for good things. And I was hoping, you know, not much time to prepare something to say this morning. So not so much time to prepare to say something for the Shalom Zohar Bez Hashem tonight. But so I listened to a shir in the car from Rabbi Noach Yitzchok Olbaum from Queens, and he gave me mamish, the perfect mar makom for what I've been feeling all week. Mamish. It's like the first place I looked, I felt like this is like the perfect thing to say over tonight. But I haven't been able to even look up the sources. Now I'm finding kind of the Rosh Moshe in English. I have to stick with that. So Yaakov says Malachim. So the Medrash has a big discussion. Were they angels or not? Were they angels or were they regular messengers? Now, the truth is, I'd rather look at the Hebrew. I just came in a second. I'm just going to read some of the English over here. It would have been unlikely of Yaakov to send angels when he could just as well have sent mortals, since one of the benefits from a miracle pays for it by losing merits that would otherwise have increased his reward in the world to come. If on the other hand, they were actual mortals, we have to explain why the Torah calls them Malachim. So it seems to be a tremendous debate. If he sent Malachim Mamish, so why didn't he send regular people? And also, why would he use a miracle? Because that seems to take away some of the reward. So I would have read it in English, but here it is. This is the only Darash Moshe I found in the Beis Medrash, because this is a very big lesson. When he takes something from the shelf, you should return it, because there's no Darash Moshe in Hebrew right now on the shelf. The explanation of this is that someone whose faith in Hashem is complete, as Yaakov's was, is no more impressed by a miracle than by a seemingly natural occurrence. The whole world was created by Hashem out of total nothingness. And what can be more miraculous than that? To have such faith means to be fully aware of Hashem's power to do as He wishes in the universe. And even if he were never to experience a single miracle in his life, entire lifetime, his faith would in no way be diminished. Which means there's no difference between Shalom, Pidar, Chatav, and Teva. Because who made Teva? Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's all Kodesh Baruch Hu anyway. So Malach, messengers, what's the difference? And that's the message of the parasha. So this basically says that someone who's more impressed by miracles than by natural events lacks emunah. And there's a Gemara in Baba Basra and Hayyam and Aleph, that Rabbi Yochanan had a student who was listening to Rabbi Yochanan and Darshan. Rabbi Yochanan said, when they rebuild Yerushalayim, the Malachim are going to... The Chachamim said that Hashem will set gigantic pearls and other precious stones in the gate of the rebuilt Yerushalayim. Okay, I heard the Gemara a little bit differently. A certain student of Rabbi Yochanan once made fun of the sages teaching that Hashem will set gigantic pearls and other precious stones in the gates of the rebuilt Yerushalayim. Once, on a sea voyage, this student saw angels cutting enormous precious stones, which they told him Hashem planned to set in the gates of Yerushalayim. The student returned to Rabbi Yochanan and told him that he had now seen that Rabbi Yochanan had been correct. Rabbi Yochanan gave him Musar. He said, it's translated in English, empty-headed. I forgot the language of Gemara. If you hadn't seen it, you wouldn't have believed it. And he was punished. I think he was turned into a pile of stones. But what do you see from the story? You see from the story is that a person who doesn't believe that in Teva, that's also from Hashem, he's lacking in Emunah. Okay. But, so I think that this is a tremendous lesson of Yaakov Avinu. And, there's another Tosefta in here. The Ksav Sofer, which I would also like to find today at some point. Ksav Sofer says, answers the question we heard last Thursday night from Rabbi Oblavsky. Right? Leah names Yehuda, her fourth son, Yehuda, because Apamo is Hashem. What do you mean? Leah was the first person to praise Hashem? So, one explanation we heard last Thursday night from Rabbi Oblavsky, Maharam Shik, says that basically, usually you say thank you once and that's it. But the Leah was saying, no, I'm going to thank Hashem continuously through the name of Yehuda. But the Ksav Sofer says an amazing thing. He says that when you have a chazakah, three times is a chazakah. So after three times having children, so one would think, it's a chazakah. It's a normal, natural tendency. No big deal. It's automatic, so to speak. But no, that's not the pshat, says Leah. The fourth time, even though it's a chazakah, I'm still going to praise Hashem. Why? Because I had another child. So you see that Leah is sensitive to this nekuda. that a person who sees natural things happen says, oh, it's nature. It's not Hashem. It's not miraculous. Nothing to it. But it's the exact opposite. This is where Yaakov Avinu and Leah had this yisod. The yisod of that when you look around the world, not only are things shalal piderach hateva miraculous, but the day-to-day, you have to open your eyes and realize the day-to-day things in life are also miraculous. And really feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every single aspect of life. And certainly having a child certainly relates to that. A person can go, married people, have children. You just have children. But it's so not like that. It's so not like that. I mean, you speak to Rabbi Affel about how many pediatric cardiology issues can come up with a child that's born. Forget about the fact that a child can be born. But the fact that a child, Leon Hur, is healthy, it's purely point. The fact that the body works, right? And it also resonates, in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Hisdakel b'shlosha dvarim v'yatabol yidei avera. Right? Think about these three things and you won't come to an avera. Right? Me'ayin basa, where do we come from? Right? You see a little child, where does he come from? Right? Forget tipa srucha. You see a child, like, it's hard to imagine that we can bali gaiva. I made the big shot. I made the big business deal. I became a big doctor. I became a big rov, right? What do you mean? You were a pipsqueak, right? You once upon a time, you were an infant, mamish. You were one day old. All of us were one day old at one point. We were nothing, mamish, nothing. And yet we can take credit for anything we did in our lives. We take credit. Oh, what do you mean? Of course, people are born. I was born, and here I am. Years later? Here I am. What do you mean, here I am? Who made you? Who created you? Where did you come from? You were once totally dependent. You were once not even existent, right? But that's the challenge of life. To mamish internalize that yisod, that here you are a person who's developed, and of course you worked on yourself, but you can't get started. How did you get started? It's all Kaddish Baruch Hu, mamish. So those are the two nekudas I want to give over this morning. Number one, when it comes to teva, the fact that you can raise your arm, the fact that you can walk, the fact that you can talk, and the fact that Baruch Hashem people can have children, and we all can exist, it's teva. But teva is built by Hashem. And this really, the Alta from Kelm, I didn't see it inside either. I would like to see it inside also. The Alta from Kelm, I think in Chochmo Musar, says that this relates to Hanukkah. Right? Everybody knows the basis of this question. Right? The miracle is 7 days. So what's the 8th day? So the Alta from Kelm says, no, because teva itself is a miracle. Teva itself is a miracle. And of course, the story of Chanina Bedosa and Goran Tainis, right, where his daughters use vinegar instead of oil and a lid. Because why? Kodesh Baruch Hu created Teva. But a person becomes sensitive to that in the kudo, to the point that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created Teva. And that's just as miraculous as things to all Pita Arach Teva, then a person really lives Be'amuna. And as the Ramban says in the other parshas Bo, anybody who doesn't have the principles of Amuna, Ein lo chelak b'Torah Moshe. He doesn't have if you don't have Amunah, you can't have Torah. It's not shaykh for you. And we should always look at to develop the ideas of Musar, to develop the ideas of Amunah, and to really be margish and to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, not just in the Nisim Shalal Pidarach HaTeva, but even with the Nisim Al Pidarach HaTeva. Have a good Shabbos.